Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 234. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I hope you're having a great October. And it's crazy that it's October already. So for me, that means preparing myself to embrace just how pale I'm going to get. But I hope you're doing well. And I really do appreciate everyone who messages me. I try to take time to respond to as many people as I can. But it's just very, very cool to me that strangers feel comfortable with telling me what's going on in their lives. Like, it's just cool. And I'm grateful, I'm humbled to be able to play a small role in your life if you see fit. So thank you for all the DMs, thank you for all the texts. And as always, thank you so much for checking out newmindsethoodis.com, picking up the New Mindset Journal, picking up Single is Your Superpower. It's honestly, releasing those journals myself has, and your support of them has just, it changed my life, to be honest. So thank you so much for that. But today I've got a thought for you. I have a perspective for you. And this is something that I think can help pretty much anyone. And I say that because pretty much anyone I talk to, pretty much everything in my life has validated this, that as humans, we want to make changes, but we don't want to change. We want better, but we're scared to close the door on what we had or what we have in order to get what we want. That change is scary. We're hesitant to do it. We overthink actually doing it. And, you know, so many of the DMs and texts I get kind of back this up, that people are caught in limbo in life, caught between wanting better and doing better, caught between their past and their present and their present and their future. And people know fundamentally that they need change, that they want to change, but acting on that is, it's sometimes the hardest thing to do in life. And, you know, I think about these texts and these DMs, and I think about my life, and this is 1,000,000% true in my life as well. I can look back at so many changes that I've successfully done, but did begrudgingly or after ages of overthinking. And I'm like, dude, Case, you know, why didn't you change sooner? Why did you sit and overthink it for so long? Why did you stay in that chapter of your life for so long when you knew deep down all of the great things that were waiting for you in the next chapter of your life? Right? I'm sure you can relate to that, right? You could look back at something, you're like, man, we should have broken up a long time ago. I should have changed jobs a long time ago. I should have stopped this bad habit a long time ago. And I, obviously, hindsight is always 20/20. It always is. And it's super easy to look back at a relationship you finally got out of. It's easy to look back at a draining job that you worked for way too long. It's easy to look back at, you know, long periods of time where you were unproductive or not motivated or whatever. It's easy to look back at those periods and be like, why didn't I act sooner? I finally did, but why didn't I do it sooner? So it's easy to do that. And those things are done and they're done. There's no point in beating yourself up for that. Just offering a point here of, we know that we want to change, and but we also know that it's difficult to do it in hindsight. But here we are now, and now we know. Now we know the power of closing one chapter in life and starting the next. But now we know to do it sooner. And this is a super simple idea that I want to talk about in this episode. And I titled this episode, For Those Reasons I'm Out. That's a little reference to Shark Tank, where, you know, Mark Cuban and one of the sharks will like list all the reasons why he doesn't want to continue the conversation or why he doesn't want to invest in that company. And then he goes, yeah, for those reasons, I'm out. Like, here's the reason, and I'm done, and I'm moving forward. I'm out. And I use that as an example because that's how I think we need to consider change in our lives. that the moment you've made up your mind that you don't want to continue living a certain way, being with a certain person, being friends to a certain person, working a certain job, doing something that isn't aligned with who you are, that it's time to just be out. For those reasons, I'm out. And I think the most impactful mindset I have as it relates to this idea of change is the idea of life being chapters. Life consists of chapters. And this is what I want you to take away from this episode, because it's really, really, really helped me. And I think it could do the same for you. Life consists of chapters. And change in your life becomes so much easier when you recognize this, when you see life for what it is. It is a series of chapters, many, 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 many chapters, probably more than you can even realize are possible, like more than you can count for sure, and like way more than you can even like conceptualize. Your life consists of many, many, many chapters. And I think this is important because this isn't like direct contrast to how a lot of us think. We consider our life to be one long chapter. And the wrong move in that chapter can like totally fuck up the ending. Like all of your decisions, all of your work, all of your effort is leading you to some grand finale of your life's one long chapter. And the wrong move can really mess it up. And I think it's because we conceptualize life that way that it's no wonder that sometimes or often we're slow to change. We're slow to actually say, for those reasons, I'm out. You know, it's no wonder that we're slow to change, even though we know we should, because we have this assumption that making a change at the wrong time will mess everything up. It'll mess up our grand finale. It'll mess up the conclusion of this long chapter. But that assumption kind of changes when you stop thinking of life as one long chapter. That is, you know, in the ending's the culmination of all your life's work. And instead, you realize what I've realized, which is that your life consists of many, many, many chapters. And a chapter has a beginning, it's got a middle, and it has an end. And a chapter has many great things and many not so great things. And within that context, it's so much easier to be like, I want to move on to the next chapter. Because there's a new beginning there, and I can find goodness there. And I can find goodness there that has eluded me in this chapter or in previous chapters. And this sounds very lofty, right? This sounds very like pie in the sky, kind of overly simplified. But hear me out here, and I think you'll see what I see, that, again, your life consists of many chapters. And given that, in your mind, when you know that it's time for you to change, and again, we address that we know when it's time to change, we just suck at doing it. When you know that it's time to change, when you know that it's time for you to move on, to level up, to try something new, there's no point in hanging out in that same chapter you've been living, because there's another one waiting for you. And that affirms that. This idea, this mindset that we don't need to hang on to our current chapter if it no longer serves us. And even bigger than that, we don't need to continue to try to recreate the last chapter we had. Because life is not one long big chapter. There are many, 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 many chapters. And each one has something to offer us. Each one has something great for us. I believe that. And turning the page on an old chapter that had great things for us, admittedly, they were great things. Turning the page on that chapter doesn't mean we're done with great things in our lives. There are many, many beginnings and many, many endings in our lives. And that's because life consists of chapters, not one long big chapter. And, you know, I'm 32. I'm only 32. So I can't speak to what happens when you're 33 or older. But to get here, to get to this date, I've had many, many chapters, many, many beginnings, many, many endings. And knowing this has empowered me to live this truth moving forward. Because it means that I don't need to stay hung up on an old chapter or continue to live a chapter that I know isn't serving me in the present. And I can do that because as an internal optimist, I believe that a better, more compassionate, more powerful chapter awaits me. So that's the idea here. And just think about it for a second, because it's one thing to be like, yo, Case, that sounds dope, but it's pretty cheesy, my man. I get that. It is. But take a step back. How does it make you feel to know that life isn't just one long, big chapter? That's what she said. it's a series of chapters, right? It's a series of chapters. And to me, that offers a lot of comfort. It offers me peace because I know that I can like royally mess up a chapter, but I have this amazing gift of another. It offers me peace knowing that I can embrace new beginnings. I can embrace endings with more grace because I know there are more beginnings and there are more endings ahead of me. You see where I'm coming from? So, you know, I'd say to you that try to, for a moment, recognize that you've already lived many, many chapters and you have many, many ahead of you. And given that, ask yourself about the things that you want in your life, the things that are calling you, the feelings that you have, the intuition you feel. Ask yourself, how do you expect to act on those things unless you embrace this truth of life being chapters? How do you expect to move on past that toxic relationship unless you embrace the next chapter that's awaiting you? How do you expect to forgive yourself for something you did or you didn't do unless you embrace the next chapter that's waiting for you? How do you expect to find someone who's perfect for you instead of being hung up on someone who isn't interested in you unless you embrace the next chapter that's waiting for you? How do you expect to grow if you keep staying in the confines of the chapter you're on or wishing for a chapter that you once had? Right? That's the question. And to me, when I position it that way, it's very obvious. Well, I need to turn the page. And when you say that, then you realize that your life consists of chapters and there's another chapter waiting for you. And you're absolutely free to step right into it. And so this is the vibe for this episode. Really, really simple. And I just want to encourage you to think about life in a slightly different way. Think about life as a series of chapters instead of one long chapter. And maybe it's my like overly simple dude brain, but when I think of time, when I think of life, of growth as a series of chapters instead of one long chapter, it makes me feel free. It moves me from being afraid to make change, from being hung up on the past, to being just so much more willing to take a step in a new direction, in a more loving and a more compassionate direction for myself. It moves me to do that because I know that just as I've had some great chapters in my life in the past, I have equally as many, if not more, in my future. That, as the cliche goes, that a door closed today means a door open tomorrow. And that's different from thinking about life as one long, big, linear line. In that headspace, when that's your assumption, yeah, change is hard. It's easy to get hung up. It's easy to stick to the confines of your comfort zone. It's easy to do that because you're scared that, you know, you make the wrong decision, that like suddenly that line stops. It just like takes a nosedive. But this idea of chapters, you're free to say, for those reasons, I'm out. I'm out because I can start another chapter and I can see where that chapter takes me. Say, for those reasons, I'm out. I'm out of this relationship. I'm out of this friendship. I'm out of this bad habit. I'm out of this lack of motivation. I'm out of this job. I'm out of this insecurity. And you can say that and you can be confident that your next chapter will serve you in greater ways, that you have nothing to fear with change. And, you know, even in saying that, like this goes hand in hand with my idea of risk. I don't like the word risk. Right? I think often we don't make change in our lives because we think it's a risk, right? What are the pros? What are the cons? It's a risk to do this or to do that. And I hear that word risk be thrown around a lot. It's a risk to change jobs. It's a risk to leave a relationship. It's a risk to be too loud, too soft, too whatever. It's a risk to be interpreted a certain way. You know, it's a risk because it moves you from a zone of comfort, of safety, where you know you're not wrong, where you know you're accepted, where things are okay, where there are certain guarantees, and it moves you out of that. But I don't like the word risk. Instead, in line with what I'm talking about here, I always use the word change. It's not a risk, it's just change. Risk assumes that there's either a positive or a negative outcome, that you do something and it either works or it doesn't work, that you win or you lose. But obviously, we know that life is not that simple. No way. No way, Jose. Not even in the slightest. So I look at any decision in my life as change. I don't think about it as risk. I think about it as change. I don't take risks. I just make changes, right? And I'm confident that that change will lead me to a new chapter. And it's within that chapter that I'm going to find a door to another chapter and another chapter and another chapter and so on. And to me, like, that is life. That is the context of life. And when I think about life that way, instead of it as a long line and instead of it as risk, it's just so much easier for me to embrace endings, to embrace new beginnings and everything in between that. Right? Don't you think, to a certain extent, it can't just be me. Maybe it is just me. Don't you think this kind of frees you up to change, to not always run back to comfort, to not want to run back to an old chapter, and more importantly, to have the enthusiasm and confidence to move on from your current chapter if that's what you're being called to do? I think so. I sure think so. You know, it inspires me to say those words. For those reasons, I'm out. And I hope it's the same for you, that if you can think of reasons, if you can think of a reason and it's compassionate and it serves you, then act on it, then change. Jump into the blessings that await you in future chapters. Have faith that there is goodness in future chapters, that there is alignment in future chapters, that you have nothing to fear in moving past old chapters, that you have nothing to fear in turning the page on your current chapter. Because again, life is a series of chapters, and your happiness, your fulfillment, your perspective is tied to how many pages you're willing to turn in life. It's tied to the grace you carry with you as you live and as you move from chapter to chapter, the humility you carry when you recognize that it's time to move past your current chapter and that there's no need to recreate or relive an old chapter. That is the mindset, and I'm confident it will always serve you if you adopt it. And I hope this gave you something to think about. So I'll end it right there. Shorter episode. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you would share this podcast, share this episode with a friend, tell them to subscribe. And as always, thank you for all the 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. It really means a lot, helps the show grow. So if you haven't taken, I don't know, maybe a minute, 2 minutes max, and dropped a 5-star rating and then a review, it would mean a lot to me. Thank you so much. And feel free to DM me. Feel free to text me. If you do drop a rating or review, let me know so I can thank you personally. I always love chatting with you. I try to respond to as many folks as possible. So thank you for that. And that's it. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.